It's time for our weekly sit down with Simon Antrobus. He is the Chief Executive of RNIB. Thanks very much for joining us, Simon.
Pleasure to be here, Alan, as ever.
Now, we are going to be chatting a little bit about the Commonwealth Games, huge sporting events. But first of all, you've been out and about meeting people again, and a president this time.
Indeed, yes. The president of the Royal College of Ophthalmologists. It was great to meet with Mohammed. We're really keen to work closely and in partnership with both the key colleges, optometrists and ophthalmologists. And having met with them both now, I can see the power of making sure that we are both sharing our knowledge and expertise and working closely together for the benefit of blind and partially sighted people. So an important meeting this week, plenty of things on the to-do list as a result on both sides, but it felt like a positive coming together and some key actions that we can take as a result.
Yeah, I think we actually heard from him as well recently when Hubert was at the Accessible Information Standard anniversary event. We were talking about access to health information as well. I know that was certainly something which he was keen to progress and to grow and accelerate even.
He's really interested in working really closely with us. And I think one of the things that I think is really important, particularly for us at RNIB, is a keenness to get out there and talk about it, not just within the normal circles, but in the media, on television, on the radio as well. So I think we've got a great opportunity to partner up there.
All right, well, we're going to move on to sport now. Something which we talk about a lot here on RNIB Connect Radio is that the power of sport, leisure, activities for blind and partially sighted people to get involved in, extending that social circle, building confidence, building, you know, things like spatial awareness skills, mental health. There's a massive amount that can come from that. You know, we don't have to reach Paralympic heights, of course, but you never know. You know, the next Paralympic in the future could be out there. But sport, vitally important for everyone, but probably for people with sight conditions as well. It's a huge thing to try and promote and to grow.
I'm a massive sports lover. I feel that being active, getting out there, playing sport, whether that's competitive or just for fun, is critical. It's part of being in a community. It's part of connecting with others. It's this real sense you get of engagement and belonging. And of course, that it's absolutely right that blind and partially sighted people should have the opportunity to participate in sport, but also to compete as well. And the Commonwealth Games is a key part of that. And it's great that we've got some recognition and opportunities to celebrate medal winners from the blind and partially sighted community as well.
Absolutely. The Games, of course, took place in Glasgow, a slightly smaller Games, a different format this time around. But, you know, the energy in the city was great as well. And we were there at some of these events. Myself, I was along at the velodrome. We were at the pool. We were at the athletics track. We were at the indoor bowls as well. It was great to see some of these athletes coming back, competing, breaking records, personal bests. We had medals won as well. A huge haul. In fact, there were more para medals in this Commonwealth Games than ever before. And the atmosphere with the crowds at a lot of these places was electric. And if you were blind or partially sighted and you went along to the Games, there was audio description available when you were there. So that was very good. Although I did hear that the commentary at the athletics ground, you didn't need the AD. The commentators were great. And I think sometimes that can make all the difference. But yeah, as you said, Simon, we had some great success in there. Indoor bowls as well. That's always a popular one.
Indoor bowls, yeah. And I mean, great for Scotland, England and Wales in the mixed pairs, because Scotland with a gold, England with a silver and Wales with a bronze. You know, that's fantastic results for the UK. So good stuff to hear there.
Indeed, they do very well when it's the World Championships too. Some new players in some of those squads coming in. And I remember covering this the first time when I went to my first, well, I think it was my second Commonwealth Games down in Birmingham. And the crowds at a bowls match, they really get involved in it.
Oh my word.
It's like a football match.
it is indeed. It's intense and competitive. And I love the fact that there's an opportunity for blind and partially sighted people to compete in that space as well. It's fantastic.
A couple of areas that we're very successful in too. You've got the pool and we had the cycling at the velodrome as well. Again, athletes from Great Britain doing extremely well there.
Tandem cycling, Scotland's Neil Fahey, two golds in the kilo and the pursuit tandem races. And what's fantastic about Neil, he's now the highest decorated Scottish Commonwealth Games athlete. It's fantastic, alongside his pilot, Aaron. Now he's retired, hasn't he, after a glittering career. So we want to acknowledge and celebrate Neil's amazing achievements. And it's alongside his wife, who's also a retired paracyclist for England with many medals from her career as well. So fantastic. And that's only one, isn't it, of many. You know, James Ball and his pilot, Matt, from Wales, who won two silvers in the Kilo and the Pursuit. England's Lizzie Jordan and her pilot Sylvia took bronze in the women's tandem pursuit as well. And England's Sophie Onward and her pilot Anna took a bronze in the Kilo as well. But both of them have only had a few months to work with new pilots. So it's great that they're meddling already. And of course, what's so good is Lizzie is a fantastic supporter of RNIB. She fundraised for RNIB in 2019 when she ran the London Marathon and raised £15,000 for this fantastic organisation and support to RNIB.
Lizzie herself went into cycling fairly new. Neil tried athletics before he found the cycling. You know, a lot of these Paralympians started out just going along to little taster sessions and kind of have a go thing, you know, British Blind Sport heavily involved in that. And here they are, you know, reaching those heights. But they always say when you talk to them, look, people may not reach these heights. Don't be put off and thinking, well, I'll never be a Paralympian. Just go and enjoy it. Get into sport. You'll get so much from it. You don't have to go to our level. I think Zach Shaw in the athletics was the same. He was a big supporter as well of RNIB and spoke a lot about the help that he got from RNIB when he lost his sight, because he medalled as well, didn't he?
He did. He did in the athletics. I mean, amazing. 10.9 seconds for the 100 metres track sprint. It's incredible to get a gold medal for that. Fantastic. And, it, you know, as you say, there's an important role that RNIB plays in building up people's confidence when they lose their sight. And of course, that's a really important part of sport. Not only does it build your confidence, but it, you know, it really does give you confidence in other walks of life as well.
The pool, that's always a big winner. Crowds there were phenomenal. You know, in the Commonwealth Games, you've got the para-athletes and the other athletes. They're all mixed when, in terms of the events. And the crowd there, Barry was the guy down there for us, were phenomenal. The noise in that pool was great. We had more medals in there too. And Stephen Clegg, who our listeners may be familiar with, did incredibly well too. And a big supporter of RNIB Scotland too.
Two medals, a gold and a silver, you know, the gold in the 50 metre freestyle and a silver in the 100 metre freestyle. And as you say, fantastic supporter of RNIB. And I know he was thinking about retiring after the gold and the silver, but he's now looking forward to future competitions. So that's great, isn't it? That's absolutely, absolutely brilliant.
Well, he struggled, I think, when he was starting to lose his sight, feeling quite isolated. He then decided to try and find a leisure activity. And I think he struggled a great deal to find that. And his mental health, you know, he'd be the first person to tell you, really took a battering. He was at a really low ebb until he found swimming. And suddenly, he said, you know, the switch just happened. And he did it for fun. He did it to get out. He did it for exercise. And here he is, Commonwealth Games. He's swimming the Paralympics as well. So, you know, a huge amount from there as well. And he was racing with his brother. We had a couple of sisters in there racing as well.
Ursula and Astrid Cara racing against each other in what was kind of first Commonwealth Games for both of them. And look, they were not only racing as siblings, but also, I don't know how you work this out, Alan, but competing for respective nations, you know, Ursula for Team England and Astrid for Team Scotland. And whilst neither of them finished in medal positions, they were happy to play their part and experience the games. So, you know, that's what I think all sport is about, isn't it? It is about competition and excellence, but it's also about participation. And I think that's a great story as well.
It is. Absolutely is. It was a very successful Games. We do have the podcast playlist. If you want to search for RNIB Connect Radio, I think we've got something like 45 interviews with some of the athletes there as well. It was a fantastic event. Simon, I think we should get you doing the final scores on the telly now. That was pretty good.
I'm your new sports reporter, Alan. On the serious side, look, sport is fantastic and really important, isn't it? And I'm pleased that we're talking about this. It's raising the profile of what blind and partially sighted people can do in their communities as well as for their country. So fantastic, fantastic to cover it.
Indeed, well done to them. We are out of time, but if you would like to get in touch with RNIB or learn a bit more about the services there, then please do have a look at the website, rnib.org.uk. The helpline is also there for you. Great bunch of people there, very helpful, on 0303 123 9999, or use your smart speaker to call RNIB's helpline. Simon, great chatting with you again. Definitely a career in sports commentating there, I think, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks a lot, Alan.